loves him, but the rest of us think he's a schmuck. I can't do it because my two front teeth are missing. He's a schmuck. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
I'm laughing at a couple things. One, that kid is hilarious. Two, I think this is the same song that Tim picks almost every time my dad's on the show.
And it's the first one on the list.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, Polka is, but then you said, no, we need this one. And I was like, okay. Sure, Drew.
Well, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We are Facebook Live streaming as we speak. I'm saluting the Facebook Live video thing there. We're just about finished with our Thanksgiving Day special. A special thanks to Shauna for running the board in place of Tim the Tool. A special thanks to Alex and Amy, the interns. Special thanks to Tim for not being here. And a special thanks to Don Messer and Don Messer's Jubilee playing there in the background as we intro one of the most, well, maybe the most important guy in my life. I'm telling you, we're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, a generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. My dad is that generation. Growing up on the farm taught Grant Marshall more about life than Google. So let's listen to that generation. Meanwhile, back in the farm with my dad, Mr. Grant Marshall! And how are you now there?
I'm just fine. A nice Thanksgiving afternoon.
Shall we talk about the weather?
Yeah, well, it's not raining, and it's kind of cloudy up in Richmond Hill, but everybody's, able to get around.
The Marshalls, it's not a Marshall thing, it's farmers, right? Farmers, the first part of the conversation is about the weather, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. They, their whole livelihood hinges on the weather.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have a Thanksgiving Day tradition that you do. I'd like you to share that with our listeners. Dad, what is your job during every Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, the job is two or threefold, Drew. Of course, we have to have the turkey. No, we don't have turkey. We have the goose. But what you're saying and hinting at, and I just did it yesterday, is the turnip. I have to make the turnip. And I have to make it for today and for tomorrow and a little bit of carrot, a little pat of butter, a handful of brown sugar, and we're all set to go. The turnip is my job.
There's kids out there that don't know what turnip is, Dad. What is it?
Well, there's sometimes in the store they call it rutabaga. But to me, it's a turnip.
And is it an old person food? I'm going to look at the kids in the room here. Do you eat turnip? One says yes. One says no. What? No, one doesn't like it. Yeah. I remember one of them I liked and one of them I didn't. And I think what I didn't like was squash, or as you farmers like to call it, squirsh.
Yes, that's right. But on Thanksgiving weekend, Drew, it's the second weekend in October, of course, as it is today. And, we take a little tramp out to the bush. We had two bushes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you take who out to the bush?
Yeah, we had a little. The leaves are turning, as you know, and in the upper bush, it was maples and beeches and all the smells of Thanksgiving. And, of course, through the barn, of course, would be just full of the upstairs in the barn would be full of hay, and the granary full of grain and the straw and everything prepared for winter.
I want to know about everything that would be in the barn. You said it would just be full. And what kind of hay?
Well, it would be timothy and alfalfa. There'd be a mix. And
those two fellows need to get out of the hay.
Yeah, we had a big barn. So latterly it would be baled, but in the early days it was loose hay. And on both sides of the thrash floor, and then we had a straw shed. So when the thrashing was on, the straw would be stored in the straw shed. And it was all in preparation for winter. And, of course, eventually the cattle would be brought into the stable down below, and everything was just ready to winter. All that work in the summer would be needed, and it was all by spring, Drew. It was pretty well all fed out.
Yeah.
And we'd start all over again.
But, Dad, I know that at every Thanksgiving dinner, there's things called, they're round things that come out of the ground, and sometimes you can have them mashed. What are they called? What do your people call them?
We call them potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
So, but your dad planted like 1,400 acres of potatoes that you had to hand dig. And I think when Thanksgiving came along, you didn't want to eat stinking potatoes.
No, I know. One year he put in 7 acres of potatoes, and he never did that again. It must have been darn near November before it was all finished. Oh, and of course it was all picked by hand.
Yeah.
And you had.
Behind a horse, run a bit of a plow that kind of dug up the potatoes?
Oh no! You'd have a potato digger, and it was on chains, and it would go down the row of the potatoes, and it was pulled by horses, and it would dig up the potatoes and spew them out the back, and then you would pick the potatoes up.
Okay, so you didn't have to dig them out by hand, but you had to bend over and pick them out, off the ground once they were dug up by this thing.
Yeah. And then you see, Drew, in the basement, well, we didn't call it a basement, it was in the cellar at the house.
Right.
The potatoes would be stored, carrots out of the garden. Well, here comes the turnips again.
Ugh.
And beets, try apples. And Mother and Dad had shelves that they would store these fruits. And then by March or so, they'd be all ate, or they wouldn't be fit to eat. And then the potatoes would be graded and sent out to market.
Dad, you wouldn't store apples on a shelf in the cellar until May or March, would you?
No. Well, sometimes, yes.
How would they last? I thought they'd go rotten.
It was relatively dark, and it was cool.
So you couldn't see that they were rotten?
No, but you certainly smelled them. the best keepers would be the spies. The spies were great keepers, and they were good bakers. And really now, the spies aren't really in season. They don't kind of come in until for another month or so.
I just figured out where that phrase came from. When you say, oh, got a girlfriend, your buddy would say, is she a keeper?
She's a keeper.
she'll last on the shelf a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it was all the storage. Storage in the barn, storage for the animals.
Storage for the girlfriend. Okay.
Storage for the girlfriend. For the fruits downstairs. And yeah. And that was farming. And now the barns, as you travel through the country, they're not being used for what they were built for. And most times, they're in disrepair, if they're even standing now.
Yeah. Well, now, we got to get into, how do we say this? The killing of animals. Slaughtering.
Oh.
There's a slaughtering thing that happens around Thanksgiving. Come on. And this day and age, everyone's all Walt Disney-ized, and they eat turkey on the plate. They don't realize that it actually comes from a cute little cuddly animal. I wouldn't say cuddly.
But... Yes. Well, the head would come off the goose, of course. And the goose would have to be plucked and cleaned and put in a roasting pan, and there would be.
Now, Dad, what role did you have in the killing of the goose?
Well, I just stood back. I did. And of course, when I told you this story about the hens that were laying or weren't laying, and
yeah, that they'd be dinner.
They would be dinner very often Sunday at noon. The chicken would be on the chopping block, and that night it would be on the table for supper.
If it wasn't laying, it'd be et.
Dad would keep an eye on that, and if the hen wasn't doing what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, you can just imagine the hen the night before, eh? Just pushing as hard as possible. Come on, egg! Nope.
I don't know how we told it. How he would tell. I'm not sure how that worked, but anyway.
Do you ever see the plucking? Because that's kind of a frustrating little tedious
job.
Oh, yeah,
that's a nice... You have to have hot water, of course, and take off the feathers, and then you have to open the insides, have to come out, of course. And, oh, that's not a particularly pleasant job, but it had to be done.
Well, the farm dog would like it, though.
No, I don't think.
Would you pull some of the chicken guts out? You throw it to the dog?
No, they don't do that. They would just be thrown away somewhere else.
And the dog would get it.
The dog wouldn't get there.
Do you?
Thanksgiving is a wonderful time, and we have to give thanks, and we should, and we do for all the blessings we have.
Dad, you say a grace. There's been slight variations, but the chorus, the main part of the grace, has been said the same by you for as long as I've known you. For what we are about to receive,
make us truly thankful, and let us be mindful of the needs of others. And I'll probably say that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, mindful of the needs of others, and we do need to.
Yeah.
We do need to understand that.
Dad, you and I were at a birthday party of a mutual friend, a 90-year-old Mr. Bruce Curtis.
Yes, we were.
And Mrs. Beattie, another elderly lady who I grew up with, a bit of cheek to her, was sitting in a chair, and she grabbed my hand and kind of looked at me square in the eyes, and she says, what did she say? Something like, you better be a giver like your mother was. You better be good. You know, basically what she's saying is you need to look out for other people like your mother used to.
Well, she certainly knew Leon, and she was your mother and my wife, of course.
Yep, gone for 29 years.
Yes, that's right.
Just thought we'd bring the party down with that note.
That was a sad day and a sad time for us all.
Listen, Dad, we will see you tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
And
looking forward to that.
Can you put a little extra something in the turnip this year?
Yeah, we could maybe do a little something there and give it a little spice, maybe.
A little cinnamon, maybe. Is that working?
Yeah, I know.
I know that's... Now, Mom used to make rice pudding.
Yes.
And there'd be some cinnamon in that the odd times.
Yeah, there's a little sprinkle on the top. Absolutely.
You know what? I remember the desserts that Mom used to make, and I always thought, this is like po-folk desserts. We would have, she would make a slice of bread with some butter and some sugar on it.
That's right.
And a tapioca pudding, rice pudding.
Yes.
And whenever we had ice cream, Chapman's ice cream, that was an exciting day, Dad.
Well, we did very well on the farm, I'm telling you. And then, of course, when we lived at the funeral home, those traditions carried on not only from me but from your mother, and we just grabbed onto all that stuff that we knew, and we carried on in later life.
Yeah.
And we still do today.
Yeah. All right, sir. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us on the show again. Your segment, Meanwhile Back in the Farm, is the most listened to segment on our show. On a little not happy with the fact that you've outshone me again, Dad.
Well, no, you must say happy Thanksgiving to your co-host and all the people that put the show on.
Yeah,
I know you kind of think you're the one, but there's other helpers. there's a lot of helpers in the 4 hours. I know there is. There has to be. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the phone call. And we'll see you tomorrow and some others, too.
Dad, I love you.
I love you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Grant Marshall on the Drew Marshall Show. What a fun guy he is.